The question for today is, are the 24 elders of Revelation 4 and 5 supernatural beings who dwell in the presence of God, or are they symbolic representations of the saints? They are seated around God's throne, they are clothed in white raiment, and they wear crowns of gold. Revelation 4 verse 2 to 4. These descriptions seem to match descriptions of other passages given of the saints. Revelations 2 verse 10, 2 verse 26 and 27, 3 verse 5, 3 verse 21, and 7 verse 9. Doesn't this indicate that the elders symbolize the saints? We believe the elders are supernatural beings who dwell in God's presence and who, along with the four living creatures and myriads of angels, are involved in heavenly worship as well as in God's purpose on earth. The fact that they are called elders does not mean that they are older human beings. Apparently, John refers to them as elders because of their appearance. They look like elders or older men, an appearance that is associated with wisdom and their office. There are several reasons for believing that the elders are supernatural beings rather than symbolic representations of the saints. First, the elders are distinguished from the saints. Revelation 5 verse 8. Second, they are closely associated with the four living creatures, verse 8, and appear to be one of the three classes of supernatural beings, elders, living creatures, and angels, involved in heavenly worship as well as in God's purpose on earth, verse 11. Third, the crowns and white clothing do not necessarily indicate human saints. Majesty and holiness, symbolized by crowns of gold and white clothing, are ascribed to supernatural beings as well as to the saints. John saw seven angels clothed in pure bright linen. Revelation 15 verse 6. The heavenly hosts are associated with thrones, dominions, principalities and powers. Colossians 1 verse 16. Michael, as one of the chief princes, Daniel 10 verse 13, is among the beings involved in warfare against the supernatural principalities and powers at work behind the scenes. See Daniel 10 and Colossians 2 verse 15. These descriptions of princes, thrones, dominions, and so on match the descriptions of the elders with their crowns and their seats of authority. Fourth, the earthly tabernacle, or temple, is a pattern of the heavenly sanctuary, Hebrews 9. The 24 elders, corresponding to the 24 courses of priests, are seen in the priestly role of interceding on behalf of the saints. At least part of John's purpose in describing these supernatural beings is to emphasize the worthiness of the Lamb, Revelation 5 verse 6. Of all the heavenly powers, including the awesome and majestic beings who dwell in the very presence of God, only the Lamb still bears in his body the sacrificial wound, is stripped, qualified to strip away the seven seals. It seems that these descriptions, Revelations 4 to 5, lose their powerful effect of emphasizing the worthiness of the Lamb if we view the elders as mere symbolic representations of the saints.